Listen to the radio. Harry and Edna's wanna show. You heard it from the three bells.
Of London shine again. And while I'm over there, think of me in every prayer, till the lights of London shine again. I'll keep your picture near me, a tender souvenir. Now hold me close and kiss me, and may God bless you, dear. Don't you cry when I'm gone, wear a smile and carry on, till the lights of London shine again.
Hello and welcome to this very special Harry and Edna on the Wireless. Now, as well as collecting vintage tunes and 78 records, Edna and I also collect vintage radio shows and radio programmes. And because of this, we were asked to put together a soundscape of our recordings to remember D-Day. And then we thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we could share some of these recordings we managed to identify and intersperse it with period music and play it to you guys? Now, due to the time we're allowed on the radio, this has been edited down. So remember, if you want to hear the whole show, if you go to harryandedna.co.uk, you can hear the director's cut. So we hope you enjoy this special programme, and we're going to play a little bit of Billy Cotton and We Must All Stick Together. Then it'll be followed by a 1944 news broadcast show describing the D-Day preparations.
All forget our squabbles, its trespassers beware. The nation is united when danger looms in sight. We march along together and sing with all our might. We must all stick together, all stick together, and the clouds will soon roll by. We must all stick together, all stick together, never mind the old school tie. United we shall stand, whatever may befall. The richest in the land, the poorest of us all. We must all stick together, birds of a feather, and the clouds will soon roll by.
We must all stick together, all stick together, and the clouds will soon roll by. We must all stick together, all stick together, never mind your old school tie.
United we shall stand, whatever may befall. The richest in the land, the poorest of us all.
We must all stick together, birds of a feather.
Become one vast ordnance dump and field park. In every wood and copse, in leafy dead-end lanes and side roads, often in private gardens, under quarries and embankments, there it all was. Trucks, ambulances, tanks, armored cars, carriers, jeeps, bulldozers, ducks, vehicles of all kinds. Vast, really vast numbers of them. Right in the midst of it all, just as I turned for home, I passed a field where 22 men in khaki shirts and battle-dress trousers and heavy hobnail boots were having a quiet knock-up game of cricket. They made me think of Francis Drake and Plymouth Hoe.
Thank you. contact with the shore has ended. No one may come aboard. No one may go ashore. In Navy jargon, the ship and all of us aboard here are sealed. We're sealed because we've been told the answers. The answers to the questions that the whole world has been asking for 2 years and more. Where and how and when. Troops swarmed up the rope ladders last night. Strong, healthy, formidable men, many of them going into battle for the first time. As you walk along the decks, men are reading, or sleeping, or talking in small clusters. Across the water, we can hear the jazz from a minesweeper's gramophone.
Just you wait and see. I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see.
The first aircraft that is going to lead the very front in the early hours of tomorrow morning is turning onto the end of the tarmac to make its takeoff. A graceful machine, and its wingtip light shining red and green over the heads of the dark, small figures of people on the aerodrome watching it take off. Taking off from here loaded with parachutists, and taking with it perhaps the hopes and the fears and the prayers of millions of people in this country who sleep tonight not knowing that this mighty operation is taking place. There she goes now, the first aircraft leading the attack on Europe.
La mer, quand vois danser le long des golfes clairs à des reflets d'argent la mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie, voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés, voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer bergère d'azur infinie, voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés, voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, elle est à bercer le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour là-bas a bercé mon cœur.
In the wardroom, dinner. From the menu, soup, roast beef and green peas, and apples and cream, it might have been across Inga Cherbourg in peacetime. And then you realized that your hand was moving just a little sluggishly to your mouth. Your tummy wasn't just where it usually was. The men around you were rather silent, and when they spoke, they were self-conscious. It was a room full of men on the way, wondering, waiting, and listening.
There's a ship rolling home on the lonely Atlantic, just an old steamer of the seven seas. There's a ship rolling home, and she's nothing romantic, but she'll sail through the gale as in a gentle breeze. Ahoy, sailor, ahoy, oh, just look at her. She'll carry
standing between the two pilots of this glider. I can see that the navigation lights of the tug in front of us, and off to left and right, the navigation lights of other tugs and other gliders bound on the same mission. Circling above from time to time, I can see the lights of the fighter screen, which is protecting us. And looking back down the glider, there are seated, although I can't see them in the half light, officers and men, all laden up with equipment so heavily that they can barely walk. But they've got to carry with them the means by which they can fight the moment they land.
Dear, I'm writing you from somewhere in France, hoping this finds you well. Sergeant says I'm doing fine, a soldier and a hound. Here's the song that we all sing, it'll make you laugh. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we just rub along without a care. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, if the Siegfried Line's still there. Everybody's mucking in and doing their job, wearing a great big smile. Everybody's got to keep their spirits up today. If you want to keep in swing, here's the song to sing. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we just bump along without a care. We're gonna hang out the nasties on the Siegfried Line, if the Siegfried Line's still there. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line, 'cause the washing day.
All right, coming, Sergeant.
We're over the enemy coast now, and the run-in has started. 1 minute, 30 seconds, red light, green light, and out, out, get on, get out, get out. Out fast into the cool night. Out, out into the air over France. And we know that the dropping zone is obstructed. We're jumping, in fact, into fields covered with poles. But I hit my chute and lower my kit bag, which suspends on the end of a 40-foot rope from my harness. And then the ground comes up to hit me, and I find myself in the middle of a cornfield.
Wings over the navy, wings over over the sea. We're top of the service, the Navy's cavalry. Fly over the ocean, flying wide and free. The soldiers, sailors, and marines are demons at pinching all the scenes or posing in the magazines. But with the Navy's eyes, the Admiral's fireflies, we're high sky riding aeronautical guys. Wings over the Navy, sailing the seven skies.
Troops are landing. They're landing all around me as I speak. They've come in from the sea and they're fluttering down, red, white and blue parachutes fluttering down, and they're just about the best thing that we've seen for a good many hours. They're showering in. There's no other word for it.
If she smiles and says, "How's your father?" that will be Mademoiselle. If she says, "Parlez-vous, tout suite, tell me do, how is he after all these years?" If a gray-haired lady says, "How's your father?" that's Mademoiselle from Armentières.
You're going across the sea, my lad. I wish you luck, my son.
Thanks, Dad.
You've got a great big job to do. A job that must be done.
Yes, Dad.
If you should meet a lady there that I knew years ago.
Yes?
Just give her my kind regards.
How will I know?
If a gray-haired lady says, "How's your father?"
Oh, that will be Mademoiselle.
If she smiles and says, "How's your father?"
that will be Mademoiselle.
If she says, "Parlez-vous,
tout sweet, tell me do, how is he after all these years?"
If a gray-haired lady says, "Don't tell your mother," that's Mademoiselle from Armentières.
I remember one time, son, we were coming out of the trenches, and although Armentières was 80 kilos away...
80 kilometres? That's yes. A long way, Dad.
Yes, son, I went and saw her. And another time we were going up the line at Passchendaele, and you know, it was a dark night, and you could hear, "Shell hole on the right,
shell hole on the right,
shell hole on the right,
shell hole on the left,
shell hole on the left,
shell hole on the left,
shell hole on the left."
There she was, Mademoiselle from Armentières, coming up the line with us.
Blimey, Dad, did you do any fighting at all?
What?
Mm-hmm.
she says, Polyvoo, toot sweet, tell me do, how is he after all these years? If a grey-haired lady says, don't tell your mother, that's Mademoiselle from Armentier.
It's just about 9 o'clock and a whole mass of gliders has just come in, having been towed across the channel from Britain. They've received a particularly severe welcome from the German ACAC defences, and the flak has been going up from all around us. I can see about four or five coming in through the trees, skimming very low over the ploughed field and coming in to touch down. There'll barely be room for them.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing, with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for the word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
All hands to beaching station.
This is the day and this is the hour. The sky is lightning. Lightning over the coast of Europe as we go in. The sun is blazing down brightly now. It's almost like an omen, the way it suddenly come out just as we were going in. The whole sky is bright. The sea is a glittering mass of silver, with all these craft of every kind moving across it, and the great battleships in the background blazing away at the shore.
Thank you.
the BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg. D-Day has come. Early this morning, the Allies began the assault on the northwestern face of Hitler's European fortress. The first official news came just after 9:30, when Supreme Headquarters of the Allied Expeditionary Force, usually called SHAPE from its initials, issued communique number one. This said, under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces supported by strong air forces began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
I'm gonna see my baby, I'm gonna see my baby, I'm gonna see my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I really missed my baby, I really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby and live in love that U.S. way. Females, all right when you just have something to say. But female ain't like when your arms round your honey and your home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I really miss my baby. I wanna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. Say, but female ain't like when your arms round your honey and your home to stay. I'm gonna see my baby. I've really missed my baby. I'm gonna kiss my baby when I get home on Victory Day. I'm gonna get back to the double track. See my friends down on the main stem. Drop by the joint, say hello to the boss. Grab my chicken, say let's get lost when I get home on Victory Day.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
If you're really with me, let's get in a tank. Let's get going, buddy. Come on, spank the plank on the land, in the air, and the sea. Let's swing out to victory for your home, for your life, you and me. Let's swing to victory. Get going, buddy. Join your yang, Dan. Double victory, double victory.
I'm lying down at full length here in the cornfield. Just in the hedges around me, I can see many men taking shelter behind the banks wearing their steel helmets while the terrific barrage goes on around us. In this barrage, we've got our 4.2-inch mortars, our field guns, our medium guns, all the guns of the fleet. The shells are whistling overhead now. Just listen to them.
Une poule fort étrange.
Viens donc, Mehdi, viens m'en voir. Croyons-moi que la noiraude a quelque chose qui la démange. Elle a l'air contente, elle a pas l'air méchante, mais pour ce qu'elle chante, j'y comprends rien. Elle fait, tiens, écoute-la, elle fait...
Of this visual bombing attack are really terrific. Hundreds upon hundreds of pounds of bombs are raining down on this stricken town, and still the bombers come pouring in. There seems to be no end to them. This is an attack in a big way. The enemy is throwing up everything he has in the book, but he seems not able to get in any hits on our plane. Lots of near misses, but no telling shots. One bomber passing overhead has lost part of his tail assembly, so although the pilot is lower than the other planes, and his flight, he's keeping her straight and steady on a homeward course. The whole target area is a seething mass of smoke. In the growing darkness, I can see the first dull red outline of the fire that is apparently raging in camp. It'll be a big bonfire soon, and you can look for those words, "big fires were left burning" in tomorrow's communique. Pilotless planes could never do a job like this, I'll bet. And now smoke is spreading over Khan, great clouds of it mushrooming upwards, and the flames are beginning to show an angry red color.
Service of the BBC calling New Zealand, Australia, the Far East, India, Persia and Iraq, East Africa, the Near East, Italy, North Africa, Malta, Gibraltar, and the whole of the Mediterranean area, Central Africa, South Africa, West Africa, Canada, the United States of America, the British West Indies, Central America, and South America. In a few moments, we shall hear His Majesty the King.
This is London. In a few moments, His Majesty the King will speak to his people at home and overseas. He will also be heard throughout the United States of America.
4 years ago, our nation and empire stood alone against an overwhelming enemy with our backs to the wall, tested as never before in our history, in God's providence, we survived that test. The spirit of the people, resolute, dedicated, burnt like a bright flame, lit But surely from those unseen fires, which nothing can quench, once more, a supreme test has to be faced. And this time, the challenge is not to fight to survive, but to fight to win the final victory for the good cause. Once again, what is demanded from us all is something more than courage, more than endurance. We needed a revival of spirit, a new, unconquerable resolve. After nearly 5 years of toil and suffering, we must renew that crusading impulse on which we entered the war and met its darkest hour. We and our allies are sure that our fight is against evil and for a world in which goodness and honor may be the foundation of the life of men in every land.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight.